We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before hump day. Alohas to you as we get underway. You're just in time for hour number two with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where our specialty is non-politically correct studies. And it's great to have you along today. I should have played today. Turned out to be a nice day, but it was just chilly this morning, and I had some errands to run. That's all right. There'll be plenty of nice days remaining ahead. Great to have you along here on the Bobby Mac Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. It's 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email, bob@1063word.com. And the key word for this hour and the final one for today, as done by Miss Moneypenny with her impression of Tony the Tiger,
it's great.
G-R-E-A-T, great. The final key word for today, text it to 72881 and get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Why do people always think what the left says is BS, but when someone on the left writes a book, well, it's got to be true. Bolton can lie better in a book because he can choose his words carefully to create the right narrative without actually telling the real story. Well, as Mark Levin pointed out last night, he's been gone as a national security advisor for, what, something like 3 months? And now he has the book ready to go. It's going to come out in March. How do you write a book, have it edited by the publisher, get the galley proofs to send over to the National Security Council, the NSC advisors at the White House? How do you get all that done in 2.5 months? Unless you were already writing the book while you were still working at the Trump White House. Who knows? Now, what should happen next is, of course, Attorney General Bill Barr should find out who was responsible for leaking what's in Bolton's book to the New York Times, because the only place it went was to the NSC at the White House to clear it for any potential security violations, things that were written in the book that might have revealed sources or methods, the usual stuff, right? And, of course, we shouldn't draw any conclusions from the fact that the individual who does that at the White House is the twin brother of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who is a virulent anti-Trumper and who was one of those who testified as to his impressions, how he felt about the president's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Who cares what Lieutenant Colonel Vindman or any of these other yummies from Foggy Bottom over at the State Department, all these unelected bureaucrats who think they should be running America's foreign policy, not President Trump, who cares what any of them thought about it, what their feelings about it were, what their impressions of the phone call were? I mean, for heaven's sake, the president released the transcript of the call. That chopped the legs out from under him, or should have. In a real world where the media actually reported news rather than constant propaganda. Yeah. Thank you for that text. You're right. I can't share it on the radio, but it is funny. I shouldn't do that because it's a tease, but... Bobby, I had a discussion with a Bernie supporter today. He stated that the way to pay for Bernie's plan is to get rid of our military. He said, we don't need one. Mm-hmm. I'm a millennial, and this is coming from someone in your generation. Now, I am truly scared for our future. This individual ever hear of, ever crack a history book? Read about things like, oh, I don't know, Pearl Harbor? As Bluto said in Animal House, did he ever read about when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? don't stop him. He's on a roll. Yeah. How about a more recent example? How about 9/11? Did you ever hear about that? Only killed over 3,000 Americans, but no, we don't need a military. Bobby, your laughing old man smoker sounds just like my grandfather, who lived to be 96. Puts a smile on my face every time. I think he's referencing this guy. Yeah, I hear it. Thank you. We don't need a military. Yeah. One of our Wazers checks in about Annie's talking about what's going on 85 near milepost 58, car in the guardrail. People slowing down in the area. Yeah, you know, got to have a look. Got a rubberneck. Or as a traffic reporter making a Freudian slip on local TV once said, yeah, and watch out for this wreck on the interstate. There is a lot of redneckers out there. I think that that individual, by the way, went on to work at CNN. As Limbaugh spent some time talking about this today. There was a big yuck fest on CNN the other night. NPR reporter on with the dumbest man on television, as President Trump calls him, Don Lemon. And they were talking about how we're just a bunch of great unwashed, toothless rubes, the deplorables that are Trump supporters. And notice how this one guy, when he is castigating half of America, those that voted for Donald Trump, decides to use a southern accent. This is from The Weeknd on CNN. Listen here.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is.
Oh, wait a second. I got to go back to the
Donald
beginning.
Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. Mm-hmm. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience, you know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump.
The credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump.
That wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one, and there y'all elitists are dumb.
Yeah. See, he puts on a southern accent there. Jeez, these people, they're so arrogant. They think they're the smartest people on the planet.
You elitists with your geography and your maps,
yeah,
and your spelling.
Right.
Even though my
your math and your reading.
Yeah, your reading, you know. Your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Hilarious.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh my God.
But you know what? But it was Rick's fault. I blame Rick.
my God.
But in all honesty, but all,
blame
you know what NPR should
Why
do?
Why not? Sorry, hold on. Wait.
Can I tell
give
you
me
what,
a second. Hold on. Sorry. That was good. Sorry. Rick, that was a good one. I knew
yeah, it was hilarious, okay, so all right. It was hilarious. Uh-huh. Shut up. You smug. You know what? Words I can't express on the radio. Yeah. This is mainstream media. Don Lemon, same guy that wondered if that airliner that disappeared had been sucked into a black hole. Or if they'd all been kidnapped by aliens. He actually posed those questions to an aviation expert. No wonder President Trump calls him the dumbest man on TV. He's retired the trophy. 16 after 4. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 4:22 now here in the Bobby Mac Show. Speaking of reporters, Mike Pompeo does not suffer fools gladly. The State Department has removed an NPR reporter from a group of journalists, small J, traveling this week to Europe and Central Asia with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, days after Pompeo publicly feuded with the news outlet following a tense interview. An organization representing correspondents covering the State Department made the announcement in a statement yesterday. The group says it believes the removal of Michelle Kellerman from the press pool was a response to the flare-up between the Secretary of State and her NPR colleague, Mary Louise Kelly. We can only conclude that the State Department is retaliating against National Public Radio as a result of this exchange, said Sean Tandon, president of the State Department Correspondents Association. Michelle is a consummate professional who's covered the State Department for two decades, blah, blah, blah. State and Kellerman did not respond to requests for comment. A spokesperson for NPR said Michelle Kellerman was informed that she would not be traveling. She was not given a reason. The ACLU naturally issued a statement on Monday criticizing the move. Of course they did. Pompeo on Saturday lashed out at Kelly, co-host of All Things Considered. Excuse me, I mean All Things Considered here on NPR. And accused her of lying after she disclosed on air that a heated exchange had occurred between them. NPR reporter Mary Louise Kelly lied to me twice. First, last month in setting up our interview, and then again yesterday in agreeing to have our post-interview conversation off the record, Pompeo said. It is shameful that this reporter chose to violate the basic rules of journalism and decency, calling the incident another example of how unhinged the media has become in its quest to hurt President Trump and this administration. Kelly revealed during a radio broadcast Friday that Pompeo had given her a private tongue-lashing after an interview in which she raised questions about what else? Ukraine. Kelly said she had conferred with Pompeo's staff the night before the interview that she would be asking about Ukraine. Pompeo believed the interview would be centered on Iran. Following the interview, Kelly said Pompeo forcefully questioned and cursed at her. Sorry, I missed that. I don't know, to be a fly on the wall. He asked, "You think Americans care about Ukraine?" He used the F word in that sentence and many others, Kelly told All Things Considered co-host Ari Shapiro on Friday. Pompeo also quizzed the veteran journalist on whether she could find Ukraine on a blank map, which Kelly said she did after his aides brought one in. Must have had the U on it with the crane, like they said on CNN. In his fiery response the next day, Pompeo implied that she had misidentified the country. It's worth noting, his statement said, that Bangladesh is not Ukraine. Oh, boy. Yeah, you're very close, Mary Kelly, but I'm sorry. The nation you pointed out on the map is not Ukraine.
Wrong.
But is instead Bangladesh. So Pompeo expected to travel to Ukraine on Thursday for a trip that was postponed in December amid a crisis in relations between the U.S. and Iran. Yeah. Oh, those reporters hate it when they get brought up short. Now, I mentioned before even we went to the news at the top of the hour, U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the Trump administration can deny residency and a pathway to citizenship to migrants who are dependent on welfare benefits. What do you know? You got a Supreme Court that actually makes a ruling that is falls into the category of common sense? Why should we allow all these people to pour into our country while we pay to feed, clothe, house them, give them free schooling, give them free health care, and all the rest? In a nutshell, the new policy means that America no longer signs a blank check to people who want to come here from the rest of the world. The court ruling 5-4 to grant a stay on a nationwide injunction which prevented the Trump administration from using the public charge policy to vet people seeking residency and citizenship here in the U.S. The Trump policy was blocked by federal appeals court judges with national injunctions in where else? New York, San Francisco, and Richmond, Virginia. With the order yesterday, the highest court blew up that stay and may revisit the proliferation of nationwide injunctions by lower courts. By the way, one of the Supreme Court justices also gave them a hard way to go on this business of these federal district court judges issuing their national stays on this. The Disassociated Press reported that under the rules, a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officer reviewing an application will look at the person's history of access to public programs, such as food stamps, many forms of Medicaid, public housing assistance, welfare cash payments, and supplemental security income benefits. Washington Times reports that participating in programs such as emergency medical care, school lunch programs, and children's health insurance programs would not count against a migrant seeking citizenship or residency. So you've got all these federal district court judges all over the place issuing their national injunctions. Essentially, one federal court judge telling the president of the United States you can't do this? Baloney. And going forward, the Supreme Court is going to take a close look at the political application of these activist jurists in various federal district courts around the country. About time. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. I mentioned Congressman Jeff Duncan is going to be with me in the next hour of the show. When we come back, I'm going to share with you an op-ed that he wrote about what's going on with the shampeachment trial in Washington. Be right back.
Rock on, brother.
That is precisely what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mack Show. This is the point in the program where I actually teased earlier in the tease that runs during El Rushbo show that Congressman Jeff Duncan was going to be with me at this time. But for some unknown reason, the scheduling of votes on the floor of the House today were moved by about 2 hours, which as a result, you know, everything flows downhill. That means that Congressman Duncan will be joining us a bit later in the program, so he'll be with us in the next hour of the show. However, the Republican representative of South Carolina's 3rd Congressional District wrote an op-ed that was printed the other day in the Greenville Daily Worker, a.k.a. Pravda, and Congressman Duncan wrote, and I quote, "On December 18th, 2019, I voted no on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. I would have preferred to vote hell no, but that wasn't an option. The Democrats' decision to push through a partisan, politically motivated sham impeachment that lacked any sort of due process, constitutional basis, evidence, or facts has and will cause irreparable harm to our country." Allow me to summarize how we got to this point. It may seem like this all began a few months ago with the whistleblower complaint, but in reality, the Democrats' work to take down our duly elected president began years ago. Shocked, stunned, and horrified, Democrats stood in utter disbelief as President Trump was sworn in January 20, 2017, as the 45th president of the United States. That very day, the Washington Post ran the headline, "The campaign to impeach President Trump has begun." And since that day, efforts to undermine President Trump's term in office and overturn results of the election have been unprecedented. From Russian collusion fairy tales spun by Democrats and perpetuated by the mainstream media to countless other outlandish lies and unsupported allegations, President Trump has weathered the storm and continued to put America first every step of the way, despite bitter and angry Democrats trying to tear him down. And even more egregious, they denied President Trump representation, counsel, and due process throughout the entire proceeding. All these disgraceful moves make sense when you remember that 71% of judiciary Democrats supported the impeachment of President Trump before the Ukraine call. This was never about Ukraine or the whistleblower. This has always been about Democrats' complete disgust and shock that their groomed shoe-in candidate, Hillary Clinton, lost to an outsider, a businessman, and someone who promised to put America first and not apologize for it. Since then, Democrats have tried to overturn the 2016 election and put a scarlet letter on our president for the 2020 election. It is shameful. With the Senate trial underway, we need to ensure President Trump gets his day in court. He needs the opportunity to present his case, the case that House Democrats denied for months in their one-sided sham investigation. I hope the American people are paying attention to the atrocity that is the Trump impeachment. The Democrats have taken us down a dangerous road with a factless, one-sided, unprecedented impeachment, and I am afraid our nation will never be the same. This will go down in history as the most partisan and rigged impeachment process in American history, and history will not be kind to the Democrats of the 116th Congress. That is from GOP Representative Jeff Duncan, representing South Carolina's 3rd District in Congress. And he's right, and there's so much more. But he is calling an ace, as they say. Now, about this business with this CNN broadcast the other night with Don Lemon, the reason it is only making the rounds now is it was because it was on the weekend on CNN, which is another way of saying nobody saw it until a clip was pulled out of these elitist, smarmy jerks from NPR and CNN in their own arrogant way, insulting everybody who ever voted for Donald Trump. A piece today about it from Dan Gaynor at Fox News. 3 years into President Trump's first term, and the news media still don't understand how he got here. Saturday, CNN anchor Don Lemon's show blasted Trump, his administration, and his supporters. That would be you and me. It was almost like CNN was trying its best to create a clip Trump could use in an ad to win re-election. That meant Lemon, who last June said he might have to leave TV because of toxicity, laughed uproariously at his own toxic TV show and the network that regularly complains about hateful speech by the administration actually promoted the incident. The segment featured obnoxious anti-Trumper Rick Wilson, who calls himself an apostate GOP media guy, blasting the, quote, boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump. The demented outburst went unnoticed for 2 days because so few people actually watch Lemon's show. That meant it took till Monday before there was pushback. The exchange began with Lemon asking about the dust-up between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and NPR host Mary Louise Kelly over Ukraine. That's when Wilson went off on Trump and everybody else, saying Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and the picture of an actual physical crane next to it. And by the way, as I mentioned in the story about the dust-up between Pompeo and the NPR reporter, they did bring in a map. Pompeo had said of her that she couldn't find it on a map if the countries weren't labeled. And they did bring in a map. And apparently she picked Bangladesh instead of Ukraine. So the whole thing has really just created a firestorm. And it couldn't have come at a better time when these guys reveal themselves for what they truly are. Ain't nothing but a bunch of propagandists. There they are, jocularity, laughing uproariously, making fun of a Southern accent, as if all the stupid people, of course, are here in the South. Well, yesterday, the firestorm began, conservatives striking back at CNN and those involved retweeting the video. The Daily Caller said, America, this is what CNN thinks of you. Washington Examiner describing it as CNN's Don Lemon and guest mock Trump supporters as uneducated and illiterate. The Federalist co-founder, Sean Davis, sarcastically tweeted, "I can't tell if this is CNN or if it's that episode on Trailer Park Boys where Bubbles tries to start his own public access channel TV show." The president himself retweeted the Daily Caller video of the segment and commented, "Don Lemon, the dumbest man on television with terrible ratings." Wilson took to Twitter to blast his critics. He summarized it as, "Team F Your Feelings is out in force today with their fake rage and their duh elites hate you for loving Trump piffle." So thanks a lot, Don and Rick Wilson and whoever else, the other elitist morons, was taking part in their laugh fest on there. Don't be surprised if you see it again around September, October, you know, right before the election, when us toothless rubes here stumble into the polls to send you guys packing to one of the worst electoral defeats in history. Be right back. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hot-blooded. Check it. You'll see. 452, 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Back to the phones we go this afternoon. Wes is along. He is in Greer. Hi, Wes. What say you on this Tuesday?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, you need a header. You know, lessons of tolerance, you know, from the intolerance.
That's right.
These are the people that go around accusing you and me every single day of being intolerant and insensitive.
That's right. Okay? We're deplorable. We're deplorable.
We are the worst, aren't we? But, you know, let me ask you this, Bob. Do you know Trump, you ask Trump how many states there are in America? Do you think he would say 52?
Or 57 with several more to go? You think Donald Trump knows how to pronounce the word C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N? Which
hey, look at how Trump stands up in front of hundreds of thousands of people and just lets it fly off the cuff.
Yeah.
I am in awe of him, Bobby. I'm 50 years old, and even I now lose my step. You know, I forget. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm sitting here looking
right
at this guy at his age.
Well, when he
stressed.
I know it. When he spoke here shortly after he had announced that he was running for president in the spring, before the election, he spoke here, and I went to see him with some friends, and I couldn't believe it. The only thing he brought on stage with him was a copy of, it was either the New York Times or the Washington Post. They'd written another real surprise here, unflattering piece around him, and he decimated the piece and then threw the newspaper out to the crowd. But then he went on to talk about all kinds of things. He spoke for like 45 minutes or an hour and didn't consult note number one. And he was citing statistics from various states and all kinds of minutiae that he had stored in that brain of his.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, it is. And it's just, you know, Bobby, I don't know what these people, we always say this, but I sure hope there will be a landslide. But you know, I think they know it, Bobby. I mean, I've said this before.
No, you're right. They do sense it. They're not. They might be evil, but they're not stupid. They know what's.
I think they're trying to rig it any way they can.
Well, sure they will. Sure they will. With ballot harvesting and illegals voting and dead people voting in mass and all the rest. But I hearken back to the old poetical saying: "It's hard to steal a landslide."
I think I'm going to run around my house screaming even louder than I did last time he got elected.
And they're going to be shedding even bigger tears and more of them.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, you and me both. It's a great source of amusement. Thank you, Wes. I appreciate it. in on the text line 71307. Bobby, if we're so stupid down here in the South, why are all these Yankees moving down here? Bobby, that Trailer Park Boys reference made me laugh as much as I loathe admitting it. I've seen that show on a few occasions. It's basically a huge dumpster fire, but it is intentional. Bobby, can you post the link with Don Lemon and friends? Don Lemon, of course, the well-known CNN anchor who complained about the toxic environment might drive him off television. And so then, what's he do but double down on toxicity himself? Yeah, I'll give you a link to that, Moneypenny, and we can put it up on our Facebook page so you can check it out. Bobby, I understand that Republicans don't want to call witnesses because it was up to Dems to make the case, but the fact that so many politicians on both sides seem to want to make this Biden issue just go away worries me that maybe this deal was a lot deeper than just the Bidens. You can bet on it. You can make book on it. There are a lot of very famous names who have relatives associated with that cesspool of collusion and money washing and laundering that was going on in Ukraine under the previous president. So no wonder President Trump said, well, hang on here. Before we send them this military aid, let's make sure we're not pouring more money into a black hole of corruption. And by the way, while we're at it, let's investigate the corruption that already has transpired. Bobby, about Neil Gorsuch complaining about these federal district court judges and their injunctions, these judges are, how should I put this?
It's a bunch of malarkey.
Right, it is a bunch of malarkey.
That's so much malarkey.
Absolutely. The judges are malarkey, and Gorsuch says they may do something about it. More on that in the next hour. And also, Congressman Jeff Duncan joins me at some point in the 5 o'clock follies. That's all on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.